the governor shuts down indoor service in bars and restaurants, and some want to see an enforcement crackdown. But there's a catch.
He hasn't given local municipalities the authority in which he's telling the public we have.
That's the county's COVID enforcement chief, Tom Anderson. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, November 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with how Bloomington Normal hospitals are running low on available beds as the coronavirus pandemic continues to surge. More from Eric Stock.
According to the latest McLean County Health Department data, 22% of intensive care beds and 17% of all beds are available. Friday was the first time the department reported such detailed hospitalization data for OSF St. Joseph Medical Center and Carl Broman Medical Center. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the recent surge in cases could increase demand for hospital beds even more.
We're just now kind of in this the beginning stages of potentially another peak, and we know that hospitalizations are a lagging indicator. So this is a serious situation that we're seeing.
McKnight notes hospitals are dealing with more than just COVID, and that too can limit available beds. She says the hospitals have plans to enable them to temporarily add beds, and the health department is working on surge capacity too.
We're also working with our local partners to identify locations that could be stood up as alternate care sites.
Carl Broman and Normal put up an overflow tent outside its emergency room in the spring, but didn't need it at the time and soon took it down. And McLean County is a return to the state's COVID warning list because of rising case loads and positivity rates. That includes 120 new cases on Friday and the county's 43rd COVID-related death, a woman in her 90s who was associated with a long-term care facility. McKnight says the warning is intended to make people think twice about choices that could increase coronavirus spread.
If you're looking to make decisions about, should I have a gathering, should I travel, what you're seeing right now with the data shows you that, we are recommending that people do limit their travel.
All but six Illinois counties are now under the warning designation. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Another candidate, Jackie Gunderson, has announced plans to run for mayor of Bloomington. Gunderson is a Democrat who recently lost her race for the McLean County Board. The Normal Public Library has reverted back to curbside service only due to the spike in COVID cases locally. The Bloomington Public Library remains open. And Connect Transit is getting nearly $10 million from the state's capital program. It'll be used to buy 4 electric buses and pay for an additional 90 bus stops that are ADA compliant. Find more on these stories and other news at WGLT.org. The head of COVID enforcement in McLean County says Governor J.B. Pritzker's executive orders to close bars and restaurants during the pandemic don't have the power that many think. The McLean County Health Department's Environmental Health Director, Tom Anderson, tells Eric Stock he'd like to see municipalities and the public play a larger role in keeping these businesses in check.
If people see a business that's open with dine-in currently and they're concerned about it, they shouldn't go in. They shouldn't provide business to that business owner, because apparently that business owner has complete disregard for their customers' health and the health of the public. The businesses should be listening to the governor's recommendations to help stop this virus. I know there's an economical impact here, but this economical impact is going to continue until we can control the virus. Municipalities should be doing everything that they can do to help stop the virus. If that means issuing citations, putting penalties against liquor licenses, so be it. Everyone should be doing their part.
So going back to the 17 complaints that were fielded regarding restaurants and bars that were open where they shouldn't be, what has the health department done in those cases?
We've investigated the complaints and we've issued them letters informing them of the change in the governor's executive order that we've been set back and that dine-in is no longer allowed.
Is there any follow-up after that, or does this go to the state's attorney or any further?
All letters that we issue to a complainant, whether we find it to be a valid complaint or not, is carbon copied to the state's attorney's office.
The state's attorney has indicated, in fact, when the closures were re-implemented, he reissued his statement that essentially, short of a criminal violation, that there was nothing that his office was going to do. Does that leave this in kind of a stalemate? Does this leave the health department as sort of caught in the middle without capability to enforce it? Or how do you size that up, the unwillingness of, you know, not just in McLean County, but across the state, many enforcement agencies are not willing to do it?
It does limit our ability for enforcement and to control the spread of the virus from our duties. However, the way the governor has written his emergency order, the law is applies to the Infectious Disease and Control Act, which addresses individuals. So my division deals with environmental aspects. So we look at the environment, but the governor's emergency rule is specific to individuals. So basically, if an individual knows that they're infected and they're wantonly going out in public and coughing and sneezing on people and not wearing a mask, then I think the state's attorney may take a different perspective on that.
Not against businesses, though.
Correct, because the law was written for the individual, not the business, not for the gathering of people, the grouping of people. It's not an environmental condition. It's an individual condition.
Is this frustrating from that standpoint that the enforcement measures that the governor put in place don't seem to have a lot of teeth and businesses are more and more beginning to see it that way?
It is, because the governor is saying one thing and the public is hearing that, but he hasn't given local municipalities the authority in which he's telling the public we have.
That was Tom Anderson from the McLean County Health Department speaking with Eric Stock. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is an update on COVID's impact on the town's budget. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.